Yeah. Again, what? But the Mari Hochi, that's true. That's Rabbani gave it a Tumas Mace to it. Tiboyi Hazoyish Shlishi Shvi. You should have to have real Hazor on the third day and the seventh day, like a regular Tumas Mace. Anything that comes in contact with a Tumas Mace, the din is you have to have Hazor, you have to spritz on it from the Mechatis the third day and the seventh day. And then you put it into the mikvah. Allah Matanya, how come we learned? Choitcha, this reed. You're allowed to cut it off, Umat Vila, and put it into the mikvah. So, Umat Vila, Toyin Tvila. The one that's Tvila has to go to the mikvah also. But I call part of the Dik is Tvila in, Hazor, Shlishir, Shviloi. All you have to do is you have to go to the mikvah, that's all. But you don't have a Tumas Mace on you. Mashmi, you don't have to go have Hazor, Shlishin, Shvi. The Kashmir is why? If you tell me now the Rabbonin, any Kalim you want to use for the Paraduma, they gave it a din like Tumas Mace. So it should have been a din. The person that's being tabled right now, he has to have Hazor, Shlishin, Shvi. So we're something like this. Elo Asol, Ketome Mace, Beshvi, Shaloi. It's the Rabbonin the Ketumah here. The Rabbonin gave it a Tumah. As much as a person has the seventh day of touching a mace. Like you touched a mace, after you went to the Shlishi and Shvi, you had Yazor of the Mechatis, now the Yom Shvi, you only tell me one day. Like an Avatumah for one day, that's all. So that's the Tumah the Rabbana put upon this Shoferes Hanoid. So the more about Tanya went like this. May Oilam Loichitcha Dov Bapara. Said that they never gave a Chiddish by the halach is a paraduma. So drash lechitcha dov v'para. Afal pi shasa b'maylas harbe. Even though the rabbanim put a lot of chumris, halach is about the paraduma. Pishvil hazilzul hazir. Shoyim metanim koyim asorful asoyset tfuyim. That even though because the rabbanim did this to show that stukim the wrong, that the rabbanim went and made the koyin tame that burnt it. So since they were mezalzel a little bit to metanim and let him be a tfuyim to do it. They made a lot of other chumras to be very strict about the paraduma to show that avadi had to be careful not to do it petuma. They never made a tremendous new mila that you don't find other places. That's what it says. Now the kasher is for yim kishar marta. If it's like you're saying shasa ba'kelim ani gemar b'tayra kitame meis harein lechachidus gadol mizeh. If you want to tell me that this reed now really was Nigma Batira. So Rabbanan gave it a din to Masmeis, like in the Chachinish Godzum is there. So where it says, Omra Baya, Shloy Omro Kurdam Metame Moshev. That the Brisa says, that Mihirdom Lechitcha Dova Vapara doesn't mean they never put a real Chiddish by Hilchas Paraduma. Avada they did it. It just means they never did like something different than the Torah would say. That's such a Chiddish they didn't do. Like the Moshe, they never said a Kurdim, they never said the axe could have Tumas Moshev on it. Could a time like learn like this. The Pesuk says, Vayoshev ala Kli. If a Zav or a Nida sits on a Kli, that's Tumas Medrash. So we start dashing like this. Yochel, I would think, cough or saw, if you have a measuring cup, this saw, that you turned over, Vayoshev ala, and the Zav sat on it. Or else Tarkiv, another measuring cup, like a measuring barrel, a Tarkiv. You turned it upside down, the Yoshev Aleh, and the Zav sat on it. Yehei Tomei, I would think maybe it has Tumas Medris. Lemaisa, the Zav is sitting on it now. Talmud Loima, this the Pesuk says not like that. The Pesuk says, Veha Yoshev ala Kli, Asha Yoshev Aleh Yitma. We dash in only a Kli that the Zav sits on, that we dash like this. Mishem Yuchad Yeshiva. It has to be a chair or a bed, something that's all made, it's useless to sit on. If you have a chair or a bed that's used is to sit on, then when the Zav sits on it, he gives it a Tumas Medrash. Or the Yotzit there goes out here, these barrels, this Tarkav of this, or this saw, Shoyim Yomloi, we tell you the truth, you turned it upside down not to sit on. But as soon as you need it to measure things with it, we tell you right away, Amoid, get up, get off the barrel, Venasam Lachtenu, let's use it for its purpose of measuring. So since this barrel is not set aside to use for sitting on, it does not have too much measures. So this is Allah Midiraisa. Now, that we say about Paraduma, Loichitshu Dover Bapara never made a Chiddish means, they never said such a Chiddish that will be for cast on the Torah. Like they will never say by a Paraduma, you should know, this cardum, an axe, has too much measures. That's why they wouldn't go. Because an axe can never have too much measures. But what are we saying over here? We're just saying now this reed, the Rabbanan gave it a tumas mace. That could be. What's going to be if a reed came in contact with a mace? It has a tumas mace on it. So the Rabbanan gave it a din as if it touched the mace. That's not a chumrah. That's not called a chiddush. Chiddush means to give it a new din that can't be other places. But a reed could touch a mace, could become tumay. That's what Rabbanan did. Rashi says, "Shtoy amru kurdam tami moshe klaymar lo nitnu tuma b'parah l'kli shein roi l'tuma." That Rabbanan never did. By parah duma, they never put a tuma upon a kli that doesn't deserve that type of a tuma. Kagoyin loymal at the chomish should say, "Kurdam sheinam yuchal yishiv." If you have an axe that's not oymit to be used to sit on, v'yena nasav atuma b'moshe v'zav. If a zav sits on it, he's not matamrit. B'parah to say by parah does become tami. That they never did. Aber a kli a real kabel tuma, but a kli that could be mekabel this type of a tuma, chitchebo lasesh and the gei b'meis can gei b'meis. That they did though. This reed right now could be mekabel tumas meis. If the meis would touch it, it would be mekabel tuma. So the rabbanon said, even though the meis did not touch it, the rabbanon gave it a din as if it touched the meis. That ye has all we could do. So the kitzur were coming out our Mishnah that says the halacha that it's kli shenigmar b'tayra, that for kodshim you have to be tovel it. That's because the gzera were afraid maybe the reik of an amaris was on it and it's still wet when it was finished. Therefore, it was makabel tuma. And that our Mishnah says all you have to do is just be tovel it and you don't need harashemesh. Can even go according to Reb Lezer. The Reb Lezer agrees all over you do not need harashemesh. That by paraduma that he says he could use it today, that's because filchus paraduma that Bona gave it in like tumas meis. So therefore, after the tefillah, you should need harashemesh. So that's a chumra that the chiddush there that you don't need harashemesh to teach that the tzedukim are wrong. By the end of Mishnah said another chumra is hakli mitzarf masher b'teichol hakodesh havulah l'truma. If you have a pot and a lot of different pieces of kashrim inside it, so even though a sheretz only touches one piece of meat, which the halacha, that piece should be a rishon, that piece touches another piece should make a sheni, a shlishi, a revi, but that's all, not more. The Rabbanan gave a chumra, no, since it's all in one big pot, even though you have 100 pieces there, all the pieces are tummy. Hakli mitzarev mashav teich l'kodesh. It's like one big piece, and the sheretz touched one piece, it's like the sheretz touched all the pieces are tummy. But that's only a chumra for kachim, avulah l'truma. The gei to truma, we don't say this. The gei to truma, the piece that the sheretz touched his tummy, that makes a sheni. A sheni makes a shlishi, and that's all. Now for truma, you only have a shlishi, not more. So Rosh says, "We know hanimili. How do we know this? You said that a kli can be mitzarif." Omer Reb Chanin, the Yom HaKorot Pesach says, "Kaf achas asar zov malei kateres." One kaf of weight, the weight of asar zov, 10 zov, malei kateres, full of kateres. Is akosiv also the chol mashu b'kaf achas? That's what kaf achas, one kaf means that everything inside it is like one. Yeah. So that's the chumra here. So chumra it's mashu b'tzik zeres akosiv it's midiraisa. Mosiv Rav Kan has a kash like this. It says hoisiv Rav Kiva added on that has selis v'akteris v'alavoina v'agicholim. That even the selis, the flour, the keteris, and the levoina, the hagachol, and the coals, shem nogat tfulyan v'miktasoi, if a tfulyan touch part of it, posles kulay, all of it becomes tummy. Fihod rabboni, and pshit it is only a din de rabbonin? So bezoi, like how could you dash in a posik, mashma clearly it's only with the rabbonin here. Drashi Yosef Rabbi Kiva, Reshi Katoni Heid Rabbi Shimon Alei for Chatish Nogah Tomei for Miktsase Pasakulai. And on this it says that not only Efer Chatis, but Rabbi Kiva added these things also. Levoino Gecholim Rashi says, Afa Pi Dalav Oichaninu, even though they're not food, Zechura Kol, that's not food, should not be Mekabel Tuma, it's not a Kli, it's not food. Of the Chiba Sakodish Machshroshna Tuma, since it's being used now for kachim, that's a klal chiba sakodesh makes the kosher to be used gives it a din to mekabel tumah. So I call upon Rabbi Kiva added these things. Now these things for sure is only tumah with the rabbanon. So that's the kosher. If you want to tell me now the reisha is a din diraisa, you dash in a posik. How come Rabbi Kiva's Moisef on that? For sure, Keter is only with the Rabbanin. For the more Mimai, what's the Raya? Midetoni Reisha, since it says in the Reisha, Hey, you do have Shurim Ben Meseiro. Al Efer Chate Shinaga Tome Mitzosoi, Shetim Es Kuloi. It says in the Reisha that Efer Chatis, that after Tful, if you touch part of it, Zolsi becomes Tome, Uketoni, it says, Adi Esais of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was Moisef on this. Trashi Postles Kulon, Lefi Shakli Mitzarfen Yachid. Vach edus mit rabbonani, it's only mit rabbonin. Mit yktoni reish alef vachatis. Vi vad yakokot rabbonani. Di mikro di rabchonin, lek lemelef el kotshim is veyach. Avu leif a paraloi. If you want to dash him in a posa kaf, ach azor azom lein kateris. Kateris there means, that's things they use on the mizbeach. In the base of meat, you show on the mizbeach. But for the eifah para, para adum, it's not on the mizbeach. How do you, that does not chibas hakodesh. That you can't tell me that it could be makabu tumma. So if he's talking about Eifah Porah, it has to be only with the Rabbanin. So if it's only with the Rabbanin, how do you dash in the Pasuk here? So more says like this, Om Resh Lakish Mishum Baka Porah, Lo Nitzel Chel L'Shirei Mincha D'Yeraisa. That the Pasuk is talking about Taka L'Shirei Mincha D'Yeraisa. So Drashi Lo Nitzel Chel, no, Lo Ho Eidus Rabbi Kiva, Timid the Rabbanin El L'Sel L'Shashirei Mincha. No, some say, Lo Nitzel Chel L'Shirei Mincha. We only need his Eidus for the case of Shirei Mincha. The what? That the arise, so the klal is, tzorach l'kliya kli mitzarfoy. Shein tzorach l'kliya kli mitzarfoy. Shrashidilu mi d'arise, that tzorach l'kli. Dumya di keteris shabakaf, di aribo kruo. That's how the posuk, the dash in the posuk, kafachas, asorazov, malay keteris. It says the kaf that's full of keteris, it's called kafachas, like it's all one. So the keteris that has to be in a kli, the keteris needs a kli, we say the kli makes it like one. What about something shein tzorach l'kli, something that does not need a kli, kagoin, shiurei mincha, shein achilas koyin, after you make the kemitza on the mincha, the leftover part of the mincha, a koyin can eat it, he doesn't need a kli anymore. Then midyurais sein a kli mitzarafon, the kli does not make it like one. V'yosu rabbonin ad rabbonin came, v'gozu the medik zero, t'yaf agav dien tzorach l'kli, even in the place of shiurei mincha. Which does not need a kli, still the din is kli mitzarfoy. With Rabbanan we say, lamais, it's all in one kli, the kli makes it like one, that if part of it becomes tamei, the whole thing becomes tamei. Zemara says, tenach seles kateris levoina, that's good seles. But kateris levoina maik lamema, what do you say about kateris levoina, what do you say about kateris? Where's the case that the Rabbanan had to be meisafir? Omar Rav Nachman and Rav Avua, the going shed sovro nagarbe kartuvlo kartuvlo. You gather it together on top of a piece of skin, trashi or shalak, a piece of skin. The araisa yesh loy toich mitzarif. Midi raisa kaf has to be a kli that has a toich, has an inside to it. If it's inside a kli that has an inside to it, then it's mitzarif. Ein loy toich ein mitzarif. But if it doesn't have any toich, any inside to it, it's not mitzarif it. The Yosu Rabbanan, Rabbanan came, the Tikna Meitakona. The Yav Agav Dien Leitoich, even though there's no inside to the Kli, it's a flat piece of skin, still Mitzarif. Yishno, with Rabbanan, that's the Salach of this Brayshim, with Rabbanan, it's good. So the kids, sir, even though we have a Pasuk of Kaf Achat, Asarazov, Mleika Teres, that's a derisive of the Galocha, that a Kli is Mitzarif for anything inside it, but our Kopotim still a path to make Zeres the Rabbanans, because the Yerises need certain Tanoim. Midirais, it's only if it's keteris that goes on the mizbeach. Mashenkein, other things that don't go on the mizbeach, paraduma, is only midirabonin. And uadin, it's only things that need a kli. Mash, like the keteris. But the shira mincha that does not need a kli would not be mitzarf. It's only midirabonin that's mitzarf. And the third chiddush is that midirais, it's only if it's called kafachas, a kli, like a kaf, like a spoon that has an inside to it. That could hold, that could be makabel, could accept something. But a flat piece of skin, midi raisa, would not be mitzarf. It's only midi rabbanan that's mitzarf. Well, it's not sure. The posuk is for the raisa, and the raisa says, din of the rabbanans, the rabbanan added to the raisas. Most of the pligi, the rabchonin, ad rabchia, barabba. And the rabchonin argues on rabchia barabba. The yom rabchia barabba, om rab yechanun, me edusa shere rabkiva, nishtis mishnezu. He learns that from rabkiva's edus, that's how we know pshan al mishnah. Mashtim apshana mishnah is not midiraisa, it's only midirabonin. Because the Rabbi Kiva's aid is for sure is only midirabonin. So mainly he learns that the din is not because, like Rabbi Chonin says in his posik, of kafachas, the sorazom lake, terrorist, This pasuk doesn't learn that chiddush. It's a pure the rabbanon like a chiddush to say that for kotshim we say anything that's in one kli, the kli is mitzarefet. The Rashi says a pligi hod the rabbanon the yom liyel tzir of the yiraisa the rabchiv araba. The rabchiv araba says there's no such chiddush of tzir from the yiraisa because he says medusa shavakiva nishtes mishnezu. Our mishnez goes only because of the din the rabbanon of Rabbi Kiva. All right, let's stop here.